Morning, Rabotai. Okay, today is Yom Revi'i Shabbat Kodesh Yod Tet Be'adar L'Seder Wayakhel in Para. Okay, we're on the bottom. Yeah, it is. We're on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Zayin. This is actually a great, I love this paragraph. So he was busting all these myths that separate between the Eidot and communities and like, oh, you know. So Chaim Tzion didn't like that. V'yesh mekatragim shebaim b'ta'ana al Eidot שאין בני עדה זו מתערבים בענייני שידוחים עם עדות אחרות. There are certain communities where שידוחים wise, no, we don't marry out of this community. We only marry within, we don't marry that community. Everybody has their own bylaws, you know what I'm saying? Their own constitution. So he says, שלדעתם, דבר זה גורם לפילוג. Why? Here we go. Marrying out of my community causes what? Causes pilug, it causes separation. We have to stay insular. That's racism.
וטעות בידם, שכן היה מנהג מקדמת דנה בכל ארצות המזרח, שהיו בני העדה נושאים נשאים רק עם בני עדתם מסיבות שאינם קשורות כלל לפירוד ושנאה חלילה. רק שבדור האחרון בארץ ישראל שנתקבצו במקום אחד הרבה עדות וקהילות, נדמה שיש כאן פילוג.
He says, in previous generations when they did that, when they were still in their lands and they used to marry into their keilot, so that was just for practical reasons, not because of whatever. But that's when, you know, the communities were there in those lands. In Eretz Yisrael, in America today, there's a kibbutz galuyot. They came from everywhere. There's the Moroccans and the Syrians and the, you know, and the Afghans and the Persians and the Egyptians. You know, what is that? You know, everybody's together. And then what? What about Ashkenaziyah? Oh, you know, It's kulanu b'nei ish echad nachnu. You know what I'm saying? We're not there anymore. These are primitive things that have to, Chaim Tzion says, some things you just let them die. You know, rest in peace. This is just, let it die. Kaddish v'zeh, shalom. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, she'hakol nehiyah bedvaro. Some of the biggest zivugim in history were made when, you know, across party lines. You know what I'm saying? Maran Zichron Bracha. He was Iraqi. Who did he marry? Chalabit. Yeah? He married a Fatam. Oh no, we're Chalabi. We don't. Can you imagine Rabbanit Margalit's father or family said, no, we don't take Iraqis. Right? And then because of that, not married Maran Zichron Bracha? You know what kind of stupid move that would have been? You just missed out on Gedol Ador. And because they were open, we're Chalabi. Oh, yeah, and therefore, yeah, no, we'll marry Iraqi. Okay, so you were Zochet to marry Gdol Ador. You never know. Maran Achida, his father, I mean, he was born in Eretz Yisrael. His great grandfather, Rabbeinu Avraham Azulai, Baal Chesed L'Avraham, came from Morocco. Azulai is originally a Moroccan family, but they were, you know, Israelis for many generations. Maran Achida, his mother, Ashkenaziyah. V'ma yatza. So that's the story of Maran Achida. Moroccan father, Ashkenazi mother. Yeah. You put them together and you get Achida. You know what I'm saying? So these experiment, it's good. You know what I'm saying? Zatov. Get out of this thing. No, Khalila, sometimes they'll have these ta'anot. No, but we don't really know the family. Because if it's in the kehilah, then you know that because you live with them, you've lived in their house, you know the family perfectly, right? Anytime you marry somebody, you know them. I knew the father, I knew the grandfather. You never know anyone. You know nothing about anyone until you live with them in the same house for 25 years. You know nothing. No, he's my neighbor. I remember him from, you know, he had the stall in the shuk right next to me. It was him. Yeah, and therefore you know him. No one knows anything. You do your due diligence, you try to do your shtadlut, you look into stuff, and then you leave the rest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not marrying out of the keilah because you think you don't know anything about anybody else enough is a lack of emunah bitachon b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that you don't believe that Hashem runs the world. You know what I'm saying? I need to know. I need to feel comfortable because his baba and his mama June is his whatever. Yeah, right. You know, we were neighbors in the shuk, in the bazaar. Serious? You Jewish? Huh?
I didn't say it, הוא כתב. No? Anyways, he says, ולהפך, יש לראות את המצב של עם ישראל כיום בעין טובה, ולאהוב את כולם כאחד, אשרי הדור שככה לו. ברוך השם, there's קיבוץ גלויות, and everybody came from, whether it's Eretz Yisrael, or חוץ לארץ, or whatever, you know, we're all, ברוך השם, melting pot, all coming back together. Why is it not? I know, well, we're getting there, Be'ezrat Hashem, it's a step up, but it's not like, all the kehilot, never in the history of Am Yisrael, did you have a situation where post, you know, 1800 years of Galut, all the communities start kind of like flowing together to one place. Huh? Huh? To Eretz Yisrael, to New York, to who knows where. You know what I'm saying? Who cares? It's great. You know what I'm saying? You teach me about, I don't know, your stuff, your tadig, and I'll tell you about herring. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll get it together. Or couscous. You know what I'm saying? Like, anyway, so he says, these ta'anot are shtuyot. These ta'anot are yetzerara. These ta'anot are ga'ava. These ta'anot are a lack of emunah and bitachon ba'kadosh baruch hu.
I think it's much more common
though. What?
They don't know as much.
Ashkenazim don't know as much?
They don't know the family.
What? What?
Things pop up.
I completely lost you. Let's start again. Are you talking to me about statistics? Ashkenazim, statistics are that?
They break off engagements more.
Are you talking from knowledge or is that an assumption? Did you take a poll?
I've
seen. Nah. There's a lot of shidduchim out there you haven't seen. There's a lot of broken engagements by Sfaradim too. There's a lot of happy marriages by Ashkenazim too. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? You need data for that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's a... You can't talk statistics until you actually, you know, take a poll, survey, whatever. And I don't even know if that's true. Plenty of Sfaradim marrying into Ashkenazim, plenty of Ashkenazim marrying into Sfaradim. Baruch Hashem, the stigma is breaking. Sfaradi, so... Ashkenaz... Yeah, and therefore, so what? Whatever works. Shidduchim are hard enough nowadays anyways. Take what you can get. If it works, that's it. Who cares? Rice on Pesach, no rice on Pesach. This kind of music at the wedding, that kind of music at the wedding. Who cares? No, it's not a big deal. It's really not. I don't eat rice on Pesach. That's a Moroccan thing. Not all Moroccan, but many. Huh? Whatever, that's one of the only Moroccanisms that I actually keep, whatever. And I'm all right. You see what I'm saying? I'm not dead because I didn't eat rice for 8 days. You know what I'm saying?
Is it bad that I have like a preference for like...
There's natural gravitation. That makes sense. But don't lock yourself in. And parents shouldn't lock their... You know, have... Broaden your horizons. Have an open mind. You know what I'm saying? Don't be locked in. I only date Moroccan girls. Okay, so your pool is going to be very small. You're going to have a puddle of girls to go out with instead of a pool. And there's like two Moroccan girls that are mat'im. And then one's less mat'im than the other. So I'm going to have to marry the one that's a little bit more less mat'im. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, that's not how it works. Be open, you know what I'm saying? As long as there's no problems with the yichus. If the yichus is good, come from a good family, they're muhzak b'yadut of kashrut, and she's a tznua, yirat shamayim, yishayirat Hashem. Yalla. Okay, so she won't be able to cook, you know what I'm saying? So you'll buy takeout. Huh? The mother-in-law. Yeah, anyway. Kitzer. I know. By the way, you should know, a lot, it's, what do you think? Wives, girls who make great cooks, you know what I'm saying, like later in life. You think they were born like that? You think they went into marriage like super geschickt, like whatever, you know what I'm saying, like all-star chef? No. You learn on the job. There's a lot of things that you learn on the job. You know what I'm saying? You know how many times Persian women burn the tadig. You know how many times they like undercook the swamp? Yeah, you know, until you get the hang of it. Huh? You know, you don't have. It's like over pickling the herring. These are trivial little garnish things. Think big, think legacy, think, wow, is this the person that I'm gonna add another link to Am Yisrael with? You know what I'm saying? This is what it is. Don't be small-minded, don't be racist, don't be small, be a big person. The Chida's parents did it. I'm not saying you should, but I'm saying don't shoot it. No, I don't listen to such shiduchim. Oh yeah? Okay. Maybe you're missing your zivug. You always have to think for a second. Maybe by shooting it down, maybe by being small-minded, maybe I'm actually missing my zivug. And by the way, there's no rule that you must marry the zivug that Hashem has in mind for you. You know that. Gemara says meforash, Masechet Ma'at Katan, Daf Yutet Amud Bet. There are many times where a person marries someone who's not his zivug. Why? Because you acted like an idiot, so you lost it. Don't do things to be mafsid your real zivug. Think big. Let Hashem run the world. The more you take control and Hashem less, the less of a chance you have to actually marry your real zivug. Yom Tov.